apokalipsa.
Pomaže Bog, poštovani slušalci. Dobrodošli u 148. izdanje emisije Djeca apokalipse, djeca otkrivenja na talasima Radio Svetigore. Kao što smo i najavili u prošloj emisiji, danas slušamo drugi dio priče o ocu Serafimu Rozu, koju nam priča novopostavljeni iguman manastira Platina u Kaliforniji, jeromonah Damaskin Kristensen. Da vas podsjetimo, jeromonah Damaskin je 2006. godine boravio u Srpskoj pravoslavnoj crkvi. 17. marta je u Kragujevcu govorio o svom duhovnom ocu, ocu Serafimu. Slušamo Dead Can Dance i The Host of Seraphim, a tokom emisije čućete i pojanje monaha manastira Svetog Germana. Zatim ćete čuti Amazing Grace u izvođenju hora Baptističke crkve. Zatim ćete čuti pojanje na francuskom i engleskom jeziku, kao i pojanje monaha Jovana Marlera iz manastira Platina i Hristos Anesti. Također ćete čuti i dio liturgije koja je služena u manastiru Platina.
In this picture and others, you can see that the.
Na ovoj slici i na slikama koje ćete vidjeti, možete da vidite duhovni mir koji je stekao kod Serafima u manastiru.
He was deeply thankful not only that he had found the truth.
On je bio veoma zahvalan i blagodaran ne samo zato što je naš pronašao istinu,
but that he had been given such opportunities to serve the truth.
Već i to što je bio, što mu je bila data dana mogućnost da služi istinu.
To serve Christ.
That was in Christ.
He had been truly granted the prayer that he had said to the Mother of God before her icon of the three hands.
On je zaista to zadobio kroz onu molitvu koju je uputio Svetoj Bogorodici Trojeručici u San Francisco.
Grant me to serve your son.
Molitvu koju je uputio, daj mi, podari mi da poslužim tvome sinu.
His spiritual children recall that when they were in Father Seraphim's presence, his spiritual peace would pass over to them.
Njegova duhovna čada sećaju se i prišaju da kada su bili u blizini oca Serafima, da je ta duhovna snaga koju je on imao često, veoma često prelazila i na njih.
They would often come to him feeling agitated with various problems and difficulties.
Oni su veoma često dolazili kod njega uzbuđeni zbog mnogih problema koje su imali.
And they would leave his presence feeling that spiritual peace.
Ali i tražići mir, uvijek su od njega odlazili ispunjeni mirom.
At the monastery, many people were baptized into the Orthodox faith.
U manastiru veliki broj ljudi su bili kršteni.
Both in the monastery church and in the nearby streams.
Tako u manastirskoj crkvi i tako i u manastirskim potocima koji su se nalazili na imanju.
Many of these people had learned about the Orthodox faith through the monastery.
Mnogi od ovih ljudi spoznali su i obrazovali se, naučili o pravoslavlju u manastiru i kroz manastir.
This is Theophany at the monastery.
Ovo je sveto pojavljenje u manastiru.
Many young men would come to the monastery and stay for months at a time.
Mnogi mladi ljudi mladići dolazili su u manastir i ostali u manastiru mjesecima.
And Father Seraphim would spend much time giving them classes about the Orthodox faith.
A ota Serafim provodio je sate dnevno provodeći sa njima i učeći ih o pravoslavlju.
He recognized the need to really raise and form young people in the Orthodox faith.
On je zaista spoznao potrebu da obrazuje i da podigne omladinu i mlade ljude u pravoslavlju.
And so that they can grow up with an Orthodox worldview or philosophy of life.
Tako da mogu da porastu sa pravoslavnim pogledom na život, sa pravoslavnom filosofijom života.
Father Seraphim also spent much time talking to the pilgrims who came to the monastery.
Otac Serafim također je mnogo vremena provodio u razgovoru sa pogromnicima koji su dolazili u manastir.
He realized that America does not have deep Orthodox roots.
On je veoma jasno shvatio da Amerika nema duboke pravoslavne korene.
So he strove to help his fellow Americans put down those deep roots in orthodoxy.
Zato se i trudio da što više i što bolje učvrsti i ukoreni Amerikance i američki narod koji je dolazio u manastir u pravoslavu.
He said that the key to putting down deep roots in the faith is constancy.
I za njega koren najbolji način da se ovakav koren postavi dio je svakodnevna molitva Bogu.
He said we daily have to spend time in prayer before God.
I da svakodnevno treba da se molimo Bogu i onda ćemo Bogu moliti.
We daily have to be reading the Holy Scriptures and Orthodox spiritual writings.
I svakoga dana treba da čitamo Sveto pismo i dela Svetih Otaca.
And in addition, of course, practicing the commandments of Christ.
A uz to svakako da praktikujemo zakonitosti Božje, ljubav i milosrđe.
He called our daily spiritual reading and prayer daily spiritual injections.
On je ova svakodnevna čitanja i molitve smatrao svakodnevnim injekcijama koje pravoslavni hrišćani treba da.
He says if we skip these injections just one day,
on je smatrao da ako makar jednoga dana propustimo ovu duhovnu injekciju,
the worldliness will start to invade us.
Da će ovaj svet, da će duh ovoga sveta u stvari izvršiti invaziju na naša bića.
And we will have more of the mind of the world and less of the mind of Christ.
I da ćemo imati više svest i um ovoga sveta, a manje um i razum Hristov.
So therefore we must renew our every day our connection with God.
I zato svakodnevno treba da obnavljamo i da jačamo naš odnos i našu vezu sa Bogom.
So that we will be living not according to the world,
tako da ne treba da živimo po ovome svetu,
but our minds and hearts will be directed towards the heavenly kingdom.
Već da naš um i naša srca budu usmerena prema nebeskom carstvu.
Let them
The fathers begin to, after their ordination, the fathers begin to have yearly pilgrimages to the monastery. And would attend classes in the Orthodox faith.
I u to vreme bi pohađali časove o pravoslavnoj veri.
And attend the full daily cycle of the church's service.
A isto tako bi uvijek bili prisutni i na nekom ciklusu bogosluženja.
The monastery's spiritual fathers came to give lectures.
Duhovni oci iz manastira su uvijek bili tu da drže predavanja.
And Father Seraphim would give courses in books of scripture.
A otac Seraphim bi držao kurseve, odnosno časove,
such as the book of Genesis and the book of Apocalypse.
At
the pilgrimages, the students would learn church services and church singing.
Na ovim poklonničkim putovanjima poklonnici bi bili podučavani o pravoslavnom bogosluženju i o pravoslavnom pevanju.
For the
sacramentum pevanju.
Father Seraphim said that all Orthodox Christians should learn and know the church services. At the pilgrimages, baptisms would be performed. These pictures are of the baptisms of people from the nearby city of Reading.
Ovo su slike sa krštenja poklonika iz jednog grada nedaleko od Patine, Redinga u Severnoj Kaliforniji.
A little over an hour away from the monastery.
Oko sat vožnje udaljenom od manastira.
And these people have learned about the Orthodox faith through the monastery.
A ovi ljudi iz ovog grada Redinga su upravo spoznali i saznali o pravoslavlju zbog prisustva manastira u njihovom kraju.
I mentioned earlier that Father Seraphim had converted many people to the Orthodox faith when he was still working in the bookstore in San Francisco.
Kao što sam ranije rekao, otac Seraphim je mnogi Amerikance obratio u pravoslavlje dok je kao civil radio u knjižari u San Francisco.
This is one such family with seven children.
Ovo je jedna od tih porodica, porodica sa sedmoro dece.
Father Seraphim was the kum of all of them.
Otac Seraphim bio je kum svima njima.
On this day, the father of the family was ordained a deacon at the monastery.
Na ovaj dan kada je uzeta, kada je napravljena ova slika, otac od ove dece bio je rukopoložen u čin đakona.
During one of the pilgrimages.
Za vreme jednog od ovih poklonničkih putovanja.
The fathers also began to have women's conferences in the city of Reading.
Otac Seraphim također započeo je sa skupovima žena u gradu Redingu.
These are the participants of one of the women's conferences.
Ovo su učesnici jedne od takvih konferencija u Redingu.
Standing in front of the mission chapel that had been established in Reading.
Stojeći ispred misionarske kapele koja je osnovana u organizovanom Redingu.
I'd like to tell you a little story about this mission chapel.
I želao bih da vam kažem jednu priču u vezi sa ovom kapelom.
The chapel was on the property of this Russian lady named Valentina.
Kapela je podignuta na imanju ove ruske gospođe po imenu Valentine.
Valentina had been a spiritual daughter of St. John Shanghaisky when St. John was still a bishop in Shanghai.
Valentina je bila duhovno čedo mladike Jovana Maksimovića dok je on bio episkop u Kini.
And when Archbishop John was bishop in San Francisco and Valentina was living in Reading to the north,
a kada je mladika Jovan bio episkop u San Francisco, Valentina je živjela u ovom gradu Reding, u severno od San Francisco.
Archbishop John would visit her on his way to parishes in the north.
arhijepiskop Jovan kad god bi išao da posjeti parohije na severu, uvijek bi svratio da obiđe gospođu Valentinu u Redingu.
One time, Archbishop John came to visit her and stayed longer than usual.
Jednom prilikom arhijepiskop Jovan došao je da je obiđe, ali je tom prilikom ostao duže nego što je bilo uobičajeno.
As he was getting in his car to leave, he suddenly decided to get out of the car and to bless her property with holy water.
Jednom prilikom kada se spremao da pođe od nje i kada je ulazeći u auto, on ponovo izađe iz auta i blagoslovi njeno imanje sa svetom vodom.
So he went around blessing everything.
I on je tako išao okolo po njenom imanju i sve blagosiljao sa svetom vodicom.
And he kept stopping at her chicken shed and blessing it.
I onda je stajao, dok je to radio, uvijek bi stao ispred kokošara i blagosiljao kokošar.
And standing a long time praying before this chicken shed and blessing.
I uvijek bi tu stao malo duže nego obično i zadržao se blagosiljajući to mjesto i moleći se.
Valentina's mother said to Valentina, "Why does he keep blessing our chicken shed?"
Majka Valentine je bila začuđena, pa je pitala Valentinu, šta on kaže stoji tu iz kokošara, tu i blagosilja našeg kokošara.
Valentina knew that Archbishop John was clairvoyant.
Međutim, Valentina je znala da je vladika Jovan bio prozorljiv čovjek.
So she told her mother, "Don't ask, the vladika knows what he's doing."
I rekla je, nemoj ništa da me pitaš, vladika zna šta radi.
After that, Vladika got into the car and drove north.
Posle toga, Vladika je seo u njegov auto i otputovao na sever.
A few days later, he died in the city of Seattle.
Nekoliko dana kasnije, Vladika Jovan upokojio se u gradu Seattle, državi Washington.
It was later found that he had told people in San Francisco that he knew he was going to die.
Kasnije je saznalo da je Vladika Jovan znao da će na ovom putu u Seattle da se upokoji.
So when he
did to rekao ljudima oko sebe.
So when he visited Valentina, he knew that he would be seeing her for the last time.
Tako kada je posjetio Valentinu, on je znao da je ovo posljednji put da će je u ovom svijetu vidjeti.
As I said, about 3 years after he died, the monastery was begun in Latina.
Kao što sam već rekao, 3 godine posle upokojenja Vladike Jovana, započet je manastir u Platini.
And sometime after that, Valentina's chicken shed burned to the ground.
I neposredno posle toga, kokošar na Valentininom imanju je se zapalio i spaljen je do zemlje.
But the insurance money that she received,
od novca koji je Valentina dobila od osiguranja,
she built a large garage.
Ona je podigla jednu veliku garažu.
After the fathers were ordained, many people, pilgrims coming to the monastery would stop and stay at Valentina's house on the way to the monastery.
Posle rukopoloženja oca Serafima i oca Germana, učinjera monaha, mnogi pogromnici koji su dolazili u manastir su u stvari stajali i provodili noći, imali mjesto gdje će da prespavaju u ovoj garaži.
And then, as I said, there were several people from Reading who were baptized at the monastery.
I kao što sam već rekao, i kao što sam već pomenuo, onih nekoliko ljudi iz Redinga koji su dolazili na pogromsko putovanje i bili kršteni u manastiru iz Redinga.
So now there was a need for a mission chapel in Reading.
Tako se pokazala da je potreba da se u Redingu osnuje jedna kapela.
The fathers received a blessing from their bishop.
Oni su dobili blagoslov episkopa za započinjanje ove misionarske parohije i organizovanje kapele.
And they transformed Valentina's large garage into a Orthodox chapel.
A garažu Valentine su transformisali, pretvorili i preuredili u pravoslavnu kapelu.
And then Valentina remembered about Archbishop John blessing her chicken shed.
I tada se Valentina, tada je došlo u pamet šta je to radio vladika Jovan kada je blagosilio njen kokošar.
He'd actually been blessing the site of the foundation of the future Orthodox Church in Reading.
On je u stvari tada blagosilio temelje za podizanje i organizovanje prve pravoslavne kapele u gradu Reding.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see.
There's
the
sound.
Ptica Apokalipse.
American women converts to Orthodoxy came to the monastery in Burkina, also seeking a monastic life in the wilderness.
Amerikanke, obraćenici i obraćenice u pravoslavlje, dolazili su u manastir isto tako sa željom da postanu monahinje.
So Father Seraphim found and bought a piece of land about 12 miles away from the men's monastery.
Zato je otac Serafim pronašao i kupio jedno imanje udaljeno nekih 20 km od njihovog manastira.
And a skeet for women was founded and with the patron saint Xenia of Petersburg.
I na tom imanju oni su organizovali dakle jedan manastir koji je bio posvećen svetoj Xeniji iz Petrograda.
The church was built by the nuns themselves.
Crkvu su podigle same monahinje.
Father Seraphim was the spiritual father of the women's monastery.
Otac Serafim bio je duhovnik ovog ženskog monaškog monastira
and would come there to give hear the nuns' confessions and serve the divine liturgy.
I dolazio je da ih obilazi, da ih ispoveda i da za njih služi svetu liturgiju.
This is the current abbot of our monastery, Igumen Gerasim.
Ovo je sadašnji iguman manastira Otac Gerasim, koga inače poznajem, da zato ćete ga vidjeti.
Father Gerasim was a novice in the monastery for a year while Father Seraphim was still alive.
Otac Gerasim bio je iskušenik u manastiru godinu dana dok je Otac Seraphim još bio živ.
I can tell you a little story that Father Gerasim tells about Father Seraphim.
I mogu da vam ispričam jednu priču koju Otac Gerasim veoma često priča o Otcu Serafimu.
At the time of this story, Father Gerasim was known as Brother Gregory.
U vreme kada je Otac Seraphim živeo tamo, Otac Gerasim je bio poznat kao Grigorije. Kao brat Grigorije.
Once Father Seraphim went to serve the liturgy at the mission chapel in Reading.
I kada jednom prilikom Otac Seraphim otišao u kapelu da služi svetu liturgiju u kapeli u Redingu,
and took Brother Gregory with him.
On je poveo brata Grigorija sa njime.
After the divine liturgy, he gave Brother Gregory $100 bill and told him to go buy groceries.
Posle svete liturgije, Otac Serafim dao je bratu Grigoriju $100 i poslao ga u prodavnicu da kupi namirnice.
Brother Gregory went to the store, got all the groceries and went to the checkout stand.
Otac brat Grigorije je otišao, kupio namirnice, stavio ih u kolica i došao na kasu da plati.
And then he realized that he had lost $100.
I onda je shvatio da je $100 izgubio.
He felt terrible that he had failed in his obedience.
On se osjećao užasno da nije ispunio poslušnost.
And he called Father Seraphim on the telephone.
I pozvao je telefonom Otca Serafima.
Father Seraphim said, leave the groceries there and come back to the church.
Otac Serafim mu je rekao, dobro, ostavi namirnice u prodavnici i vrati se u crkvu.
So as Brother Gregory was walking up towards Valentina's mission chapel,
i kako je brat Grigorije išao nazad vraćajući se ka kapeli na imanju gospođe Valentine,
Father Seraphim went out to meet him.
Otac Seraphim mu je pošao u susret.
He tapped Brother Gregory on the chest and said, you have the money right there.
On je udario brata Grigorija po grudima i rekao, ti imaš tvoj novac tu na grudima.
Brother Gregory thought that he had checked his breast pocket of his pedrasnik. He thought he had checked it.
Brat Grigorije je mislio da je on proverio i svoj džep koji je imao na grudima.
But now he reached there and sure enough there was $100 bill.
A sada je ubacio ruku u taj džep i vidio je da mu tu stoji $100.
Father then explained to Brother Gregory that after he had talked to him on the telephone,
Otac Serafim je tada objasnio bratu Georgiju da pošto je razgovarao sa njime preko telefona,
he went to the church to pray.
On je otišao u crkvu da se pomoli.
On the wall of the church, Valentina had placed a large photograph of her spiritual father, Saint John.
Na zidu kapele Valentina je postavila veliki portret vladike arhijepiskopa Jovana Maksimovića.
And Father Seraphim had prayed to Vladika John, and Vladika John had told him where the $100 was.
Otac Serafim se molio svetom Jovanu, odnosno Jovanu Maksimoviću, i arhijepiskop Jovan mu je rekao gde se nalazi $100.
This is just one indication of the continued connection that Father Seraphim had with Archbishop John after Archbishop John's repose.
Ovo je samo jedna od priča koja upućuje i govori i ukazuje na neprekidnu vezu koja je postojala između arhijepiskopa Jovana i oca Serafima i posle upokojenja arhijepiskopa Jovana.
He frequently wrote in his journals and letters about the need to trust in the prayers of Latika John.
On je neprestano pisao u svojim delima i neprestano govorio i pisao u svojim pismima da je neophodno i potrebna konstantna stara vera u molitve arhijepiskopa Jovana.
He continued to look at to Archbishop John as a spiritual father and a heavenly protector of the monastery till the end of his life.
On je nastavio i posle smrti arhijepiskopa Jovana da veruje u njegovo prisustvo kao duhovnog oca i u njegovo prisustvo, prisustvo njegovih monstara kao posrednika između Boga i manastira.
About a year before he died, Father Seraphim took Brother Gregory and the other young men from the monastery to the top of the tallest mountain in the area.
Oko godinu dana pre nego što se upokojio, otac Serafim je pozvao i poveo sa sobom oca Gerasima i ostalo bratstvo i uzveo ih na najviši vrh manastirskog imanja.
Named Yolaboli by the local Indians.
Po imenu Yolaboli, po imenu lokalnih indijanaca, američkih indijanaca.
And there Father Seraphim told the young man about the ancient monasticism of France when France was still Orthodox.
I onda je tu otac Serafim govorio monasima i bratstvu o monaštvu u Francuskoj u vreme kada je Francuska bila pravoslavna zemlja.
Father Seraphim made a deep study of this and wrote much about it.
Otac Serafim je proveo dosta vremena proučavajući istoriju pravoslavlja u Francuskoj i dosta je pisao o tome. No.
Thank you. royaume. En tout temps, maintenant et toujours et dans les siècles des siècles.
He could not speak because there were tubes in his mouth.
Nije mogao da govori zato što su već bile postavljene cevi kroz njegova usta, kroz njegov grkljan.
He tried to tell us that Archbishop John had appeared in a vision to him while he was in the hospital.
Pokušavao je da nam kaže da mu se u viziji javio Sveti Jovan Maksimović dok je on bio u bolnici.
But because of his weakness and the tubes in his mouth, he couldn't articulate exactly what Archbishop John had said to him.
Ali zbog njegove slabosti, zbog njegove bolesti i zbog tuba koje su cevi koje su bile postavljene kroz njegove usta i grkljan, mi nismo mogli da razumimo tačno šta je želeo da nam kaže.
Over the years and especially in his later years, he had frequently written about the new martyrs of the Orthodox Church.
Mnogo godina njegovog života, naročito u posljednjim godinama njegovog života, on je mnogo pisao o mučenicima u pravoslavnoj crkvi.
And also about those who were suffering even in his time under communism.
A isto tako i onima koji su postradali u njegovo vreme pod komunizmom, za vreme komunizma.
Father Seraphim underwent his final suffering in order to taste in some way the suffering of the martyrs.
Tako da je ovo posljednje dane života od Serafima, ovo posljednje stradanje, u stvari samo slika onog stradanja prvih novih hrišćanskih svetitelja i novih hrišćana o kome je pisao otac Serafim.
To be spiritually purified through that suffering.
Da bi se kroz ovo stradanje duhovno očistio.
And to bear witness to his faith.
A isto tako da bi na taj način posvjedočio svoju veru.
I was there during those last days of Father Seraphim's life.
Ja sam bio prisutan u ovim posljednjim danima života oca Serafima.
And I bore witness to the tremendous faith and prayer with which Father Seraphim met his final suffering.
I ja isto tako mogu da posvjedočim o ovim posljednjim iskušenjima, mukama, ali i posljednjim molitvama i usrdnosti oca Serafima u posljednjim danima njegovog života.
His spiritual children were gathered around his bedside.
Njegova duhovna deca bila su sabrana oko njegove bolesničke postelje.
And were singing for him the hymns of the church.
I pevali su mu crkvene pesme, crkvene himne.
And Father Seraphim would be looking into heaven and praying, and tears would be streaming down his cheeks.
Otac Serafim uvek je bio okrenut očima i glavom prema nebu, molio se Bogu dok su suze tekle iz njegovih očiju.
There was a friend of mine who was with me at that time.
Ja imam jednog prijatelja koji u to vreme bio sa mnom.
He was a college student like myself.
On je bio student, fakulteta isto kao i ja.
And was thinking about becoming Orthodox, but had not yet made a decision.
I razmišljao je o tome da postane pravoslavni hrišćanin, ali još uvijek nije bio doneo odluku definitivno o tome.
He was with me once when Father Seraphim was given Holy Communion in the hospital.
On je bio prisutan sa mnom jednom prilikom kada je otac Serafim
After giving Father Seraphim Holy Communion, the priest held the Gospel book over his head.
I pošto je otac Serafim primio sveto pričešće, jer onak je držao sveto evanđelje povrh njegove glave.
And Father Seraphim unexpectedly lifted himself up from the bed.
Otac Serafim neočekivano je podigao se sa postelje.
And when his body was shaking with pain, he exerted every last ounce of his strength in order to kiss the book which was given him life.
I dok se borio sa svojim bolovima, otac Serafim je sakupio poslednje zaviće svoje snage da se uspravi, da se podigne sa postelje i da celiva sveto evanđelje.
My friend told me that when he saw that,
moj prijatelj mi je tada rekao kada sam video tu sliku,
at that moment it erased all doubts from his mind.
Taj moment, ta slika potrala je svaku sumnju iz njegovog uma.
And he made the decision to become Orthodox.
I tada je doneo odluku da će postati pravoslavni hrišćan.
When Father Seraphim died,
kada je otac Serafim umro, kada se upokojio,
unlike most Americans, he was not embalmed.
Za razliku od velike većine Amerikanaca, nad njegovim telom nije izvršen čin takozvanog embalmenta. Dakle, u Americi kad neko umre, u većini slučajeva i sa svim pravoslavnim hrišćanima, u pogrebnom zavodu se iz njega izvuku, dakle, celokupna sva tečna, sva treba, sve se to isprazni, tako se našminka i pripremi za sakrament.
So it's placed in a simple wooden coffin and taken to the monastery church.
Već je njegovo telo položeno u jedan veoma jednostavan drveni sanduk u monastirskoj crkvi.
After his death, his face naturally formed this beautiful, peaceful expression.
I posle njegove smrti, njegovo lice, dakle, dobilo je jednu veoma lepu, blagodatni izraz.
And became radiant, more radiant than when he was alive.
I prosto je sijalo više nego dok je bilo živo.
Normally when a monk dies, his face is covered with his cowl.
Uobičajeno da kada monah umre, da se njegovo telo prekrije sa panom.
But Father Seraphim's face was so radiant and repulsive that he did not like to cover it.
Ali lice oca Serafima je tako sijalo, bilo tako svetlo, da mi nismo želeli da prekrijemo njegovo lice sa panom.
Little children would stand by his coffin.
Mala deca su stajala oko njegovog sanduka, kovčega.
There was such peace, spiritual peace coming, grace coming from his coffin. They would just want to stand there or would not be one to be taken away from it.
I iz njegovog kovčega izlazio je takav duhovni mir, tako da deca su se prosto uhvatila za sanduk, za kovčeg i nisu želela da se udalje od kovčega.
Father Seraphim was buried on the same spot where many years earlier the fathers had performed their first service in the woods on the permission of the Mother of God.
Otac Serafim sahranjen je na onom istom mestu gdje su monasi kada su se prvi put na praznik uspenja Presvete Bogorodice naselili na monastirsko imanje, na tom istom mjestu gdje su služili svetu službu Božiju, na tom istom mjestu je i sahranjen od Serafima.
And just as on that day many years earlier a deer had come and sat next to them, come out from the woods and sat next to them during the service.
I baš kao što je i prvoga dana u vreme te prve službe crna iz šume došla i sedela pokraj njih dok su služili službu, isto tako i na dan pogreba oca Serafima crna se pojavila za vreme službe.
So now when Father Seraphim was being buried, a deer came from the woods and sat down next to the burial site during the burial service.
I tako se i ovoga puta crna pojavila i dok je služeno opelo ocu Serafimu, crna je prišla I Jesus vola potevo Otca Serafima.
At his funeral, Bishop Nectari already indicated his belief that Father Seraphim was a heavenly intercessor.
Za vreme opeva i za vreme govora koji je održao vladika Nektarije, vladika Nektarije je rekao da je Otac Serafim zaista veliki molitvenik i posrednik pred Bogom.
He told one of the nuns of St. Xenia's Skit.
On je rekao jednoj od monahinja Skita Svete Ksenije.
Do not only pray for Father Seraphim, also pray to Father Seraphim.
Nemojte se samo moliti za Otca Serafima, nego se i molite Otcu Serafimu.
And truly, since his repose, Father Seraphim has shown himself to be a heavenly intercessor, just like his spiritual father, St. John.
I zaista, po svome upokojenju, Otac Serafim postao je nebeski posrednik za mnoge, isto kao što je to postao i njegov duhovni otac, Sveti Jovan Maksimović.
Christ God is risen, let us rejoice. Dance all ye stars and sing all ye mountains. Christ God is risen, let us rejoice. Whisper ye woods and blow all ye winds. Christ God is risen, let us rejoice. O seas proclaim, roar all ye bees, Christ God is risen, let us rejoice. Ring, O ye bells, let everyone hear, Christ God is risen, let us rejoice. Christ God is risen, let us rejoice. Glory to thee, God Almighty, Christ God is risen, let us rejoice. Glory to thee, God Almighty, Christ God is risen, let us rejoice.
Djeca Apokalipse.
Many miracles have been performed through his prayers, both being miracles of healing and miracles of being people being brought to the Orthodox faith through his prayer.
Mnoga čuda dogodila su se kroz molitvu Otcu Serafimu Rozu. Mnogi su primili pravoslavlje kroz molitve Otcu Serafimu, a isto tako i mnoge isceljenja su se dogodila.
Father Seraphim continues to do missionary work from heaven.
Otac Serafim i dalje nastavlja svoj misionarski rad sa neba.
I'll tell you a few accounts of the miracles.
I reći ću vam nekoliko primjera i događaja ovih čuda.
First occurred about 2 years ago.
Prvo se dogodilo oko prije jedno 2 godine.
There was a lady and her husband, both of whom were American converts, and they came to visit the monastery.
Dakle, jedan bračni par, jedna gospođa, jedan gospodin, koji su poslali već obraćenici u pravoslavlje, došli su u manastir.
Many years earlier, this woman had suffered a terrible bicycle accident.
Prije mnogo godina nego što je postala pravoslavna ova gospođa, imala je jedan veoma nesgodan i težak udes sa biciklom.
And a terrible pain in her back so much that she could not bend over.
I strahovit bol u svojim leđima, tako da nije mogla da se savije u leđima.
She came to the Father Seraphim's grave with her husband.
Ona je došla na grob Otca Serafima zajedno sa njenim mužem.
Her husband placed his hand in her back and prayed to Father Seraphim for her healing.
Njen muž sagnuo je glavu na grobu Otca Serafima i molio se za ozdravljenje svoje žene.
Shortly after that she went down to the guest house with her husband and they were saying their prayers together.
Neposredno posle toga, posle ove molitve, oni su otišli u manastirsku trpezariju i zajedno sa ostalim bratom da se sastanu i da obeduju.
When saying her prayers, she crossed herself without thinking and bent down and made a matani all the way to the ground.
I dok su se molili, ova žena prekrstila se i učinila mali poklon, metaniju, i sama se iznenadila da je u stvari bila isceljena.
And she realized that all the pain was gone.
I shvatila je da onaj bol koji je osjećala u leđima, taj strahoviti bol, više ne postoji, da je iščezao.
To this day her back remains healed.
I do dana današnjeg njena leđa su isceljena.
Another story occurred about a year ago to a man in Alaska.
Druga priča je priča koja se događa koji se zbio prije jednog godinu dana u Aljasci.
This man was a Pentecostal.
Ovaj čovjek bio je Pentecostalac.
He went to the place where St. Herman of Alaska had lived.
On je otišao u mjesto gdje je živio sveti German Aljaski.
He took with him his wife and little baby.
I sa sobom poveo njegovu ženu i njihovu bebu.
When he came to the place where St. Herman's Kellyanne used to be.
Kada je došao na mjesto gdje je nekada bila ćelija svetog German Aljaskog.
He smelled a heavenly divine fragrance.
On je osjetio božanski nebeski miris.
Being a Pentecostal, he had no idea what this meant.
S obzirom da je bio Pentecostalac, nije imao pojma šta je to i šta to znači.
But his baby, who had been crying without stop, now became quiet and peaceful.
Ali njihova beba koja je do tada plakala i drala se, nisu mogli da je ustave, odjednom je prestala da plače.
Sometime after that this man had a dream.
Neposredno jedno vreme posle toga ovaj čovjek imao je san.
In which a monk appeared to him.
I u tom snu mu se javio jedan monah.
The monk told him,
onak mu je rekao,
you are to become orthodox and to become a priest.
Ti ćeš da postaneš pravoslavni hrišćanin i ti ćeš postati sveštenik.
He asked the monk, what is your name?
On je pitao monaha, kako se zoveš?
The monk said, my name is Father Seraphim Rose.
Monah je odgovorio, moje ime je otac Serafim Rose.
This man had never heard the name of Father Seraphim Rose.
Ovaj čovjek nikada nije čuo za ime oca Serafima Rose.
Sometime after that he went to an Orthodox bookstore in Alaska.
Jedno vreme posle toga on je otišao u pravoslavnu knjižaru u Aljasci.
And asked the people there, have you ever heard of someone named Father Seraphim Rose?
I pitao, da li ste vi čuli nekada za osobu pod imenom otac Serafim Rose?
They gave him Father Seraphim's books and told him about Father Seraphim.
Onda su mu oni dali knjige koje je napisao otac Serafim Rose i isto tako ga upoznali sa životom i radom oca Serafim Rose.
Now this man is a catechumen preparing to be baptized in the Orthodox Church.
Sada je taj čovjek oglašen i on se priprema za obraćanje u pravoslavnu veru.
As Gordon has said during the introduction, Father Seraphim is called by many Orthodox Christians already Saint Seraphim Rose.
Kao što je Gordona rekla u uvodu ovog predavanja, mnogi oca Serafima već smatraju svetim Serafimom Rozom, kao što možete i vidjeti na ovoj ikoni.
This icon, not yet with a halo,
ova ikona koja još uvijek nema aureolu,
was commissioned by an Italian Orthodox hieromonk.
Naslikana je na zahtjev jednog italijanskog pravoslavnog hieromonaha.
This hieromonk had been a Roman Catholic monk.
Ova hieromonah je bio rimokatolički monah.
It was so inspired by reading about Father Seraphim that he decided to become Orthodox.
Ali je bio tako inspirisan čitajući život i dela oca Serafima Rosa da je odlučio da i primio pravoslavlje.
On the book here it says in Italian, it's later than you think.
Na ovoj knjizi, na ikoni u ovom tekstu piše, kasnije je nego što misliš.
Hasten therefore to do the work of God.
Zato pokitaj da činiš dela Božja.
When I was in Dechany Monastery a few weeks ago, I showed this slideshow and showed them this picture.
Kada sam prije nekoliko dana posjetio manastir Visoke Dečane, pokazivao sam ove slajdove i pokazivao sam ovu knjigu i ovu ikonu.
And they surprised me by showing me that this monastery is now located at Dechany Monastery. This is very original of this.
I onda sam se iznenadio kada sam saznao da je original ove ikone sada upravo lociran u manastiru Visoke Dečane.
This icon was painted in Montenegro.
Ova ikona naslikana je u Crnoj Gori.
I'd like to say a few words in conclusion about Father Seraphim and then show you some slides about the monastery today.
Ja bih želio da kažem još nekoliko reči o ocu Serafimu Rozu i onda bih želio da vam pokažem nekoliko slajdova, nekoliko slika o manastiru danas.
Of course, Father Seraphim is very special and unique to Orthodox Christians in America, especially Orthodox converts like myself.
Otac Serafim Rose je svakako jedna jedinstvena ličnost svim pravoslavnim hrišćanima, naročito pravoslavnim hrišćanima u Americi i naročito pravoslavnim hrišćanima obraćenicima u pravoslavlje u Americi, kao što sam ja.
But as these icons indicate, for the certain significance, it's not only for Americans.
Ali kao što ova ikona ukazuje, značaj i važnost Svetog Serafima nije samo za Amerikance, ne odnosi se samo na Amerikance, već i za pravoslavne Hrišćane u čitavom svijetu. Otac Serafim je bio moderni zapadni čovjek.
Who emerged out of the spiritual emptiness and materialism of the modern West.
Koji je iznikao iz duhovnog siromaštva i duhovnog materializma zapadnog svijeta.
He identified the cause of this spiritual emptiness.
On je identifikovao uzrok ove duhovne praznine.
It was the abandonment of the Orthodox faith over the
last 1000 years. A to je bilo napuštanje pravoslavne vere u posljednjih 1000 godina.
Which led to an abandonment of truth.
Što je isto tako dovelo do napuštanja vere u istinu i do napuštanja istine. I kao što sam rekao, on je ovo identifikovao i označio kao nihilizam. On je rekao da je na drugoj strani novčanice nihilizma hilijazam.
Hilliasm is the belief that we can establish a materialistic kingdom of God or kingdom of heaven on this earth.
A hilliasm nije ništa drugo nego vera da se ovdje na zemlji može osnovati carstvo nebesko.
But man abandons belief in the true heavenly kingdom.
Kada čovjek napusti veru u pravo nebesko carstvo,
he seeks to establish a false kingdom of heaven on this earth.
Onda on traži da ustanovi lažno nebesko carstvo ovdje na zemlji.
Well, the Seraphim said that every man is faced with two choices.
Otac Serafim je rekao da svaki čovjek ispred sebe ima dva izbora.
The kingdom of God or the kingdom of self.
Carstvo nebesko ili carstvo sobstveno, carstvo svoje, carstvo sebe.
And modern Western society is based on the kingdom of self.
I moderno zapadno društvo je upravo zasnovano na carstvu sobstvene ličnosti.
Father Seraphim emerged out of this delusion.
Otac Serafim je proiznikao, dakle, pobjegao od ove iluzije.
And pointed to the way to the true path to God in the Orthodox Church.
I ukazao na pravi put, na put pravoslavne vere i pravoslavne crkve.
And now this Western mentality based in nihilism and hilliasm.
I sada ovaj zapadni mentalitet koji je zasnovan na zapadnom nihilizmu ili na zapadnom hilijazmu
is overwhelming the whole world.
Prekriva čitav svijet.
Including traditional Orthodox lands like Russia and Serbia and Greece.
Uključujući i tradicionalno pravoslavne zemlje kao što su Rusija, Srbija i Grčka.
That's why Father Seraphim's message is pertinent for everyone, all Orthodox Christians.
Zato je ova poruka oca Serafima Roza važna i značajna za sve nas, za sve pravoslavne Kršćane.
He tells all of us, whether we're converts of the Orthodox faith or whether we're born into an Orthodox faith.
I on govori svima nama, bez obzira da li smo mi pravoslavni Kršćani po rođenju ili smo pravoslavni Kršćani po obraćenju.
We must treasure our faith.
Da mi moramo da čuvamo našu veru.
Not let it be diminished by the mind of the world.
I da ne dozvolimo da ona bude umanjena i uprljena razumom ovoga svijeta.
Not let it be diminished by the secularism and the materialism.
Da ne bude umanjena niti upropaštena sekularizmom ovoga svijeta i vremena.
And the hilliasm of the modern West.
I hilliasmom ovog modernog svijeta.
But to rather go deeper into our Orthodox faith.
Već da nasuprot tome ulazimo i proničemo dublje u pravoslavnu veru.
Because we'll find in the church the true kingdom of grace.
Jer ćemo u crkvi pronaći istinito carstvo, blagodat carstva Božijeg.
And we'll find the one true path to salvation.
I da ćemo pronaći jedini pravi put ka spasenju.
And all the means that God has given to mankind to attain that salvation.
I sva ona sredstva koja su data od Boga čovjeku da pronađe taj put.
Following this path we attain to the very purpose of man's life on earth.
Sledujući ovaj put mi u stvari ostvarujemo i jedini pravi cilj čovjekovog života u ovome svijetu,
which is union with the truth,
a to je jedinstvo sa istinom,
union with Christ,
jedinstvo sa Kristom
in his heavenly kingdom,
u njegovom nebeskom carstvu.
Amen.
monastery gate today.
Ovo je ulaz u manastir danas.
Monastery church.
Ovo je manastirska crkva.
Monastery, new monastery trapeza.
Ovo je manastirska trapezarija.
Inside the monastery church.
Unutrašnjost manastirske crkve.
We just met with the iconostasis carver and iconographer in Belgrade today. We're going to make a new iconostasis for our church.
Upravo sam se danas susreo sa jednim dugorescom i ikonopisom u Beogradu. Danas pa ćemo zameniti ikonostas u manastiru.
Paska the monastery.
Ovo je Vaskrs u manastiru.
Iguman Gerasim.
Otac Gerasim i Iguman manastira.
This is the monastery Slava with the procession Litia with our patronal feast, patronal icons.
Ovo je manastirska slava, Litija za vreme manastirske slave sa ikonom zaštitnika manastira.
Another Litija during the winter time.
Ovo je druga jedna Litija za u zimskom periodu. I ovo je bratstvo manastira Svetog Germana.
I've been waiting for to show this picture during my whole trip here in Kragujevac. I've been waiting to show you this slide.
Čekao sam kaže sve vreme da vam pokažem na kraju ovu sliku manastirskog bratstva. Verovatno prepoznajete mladi ko se.
Barake i Jovan. This is the day we were received in the Serbian Orthodox Church.
Ovo je dan u koji smo primljeni u jurisdikciju Srpske pravoslavne crkve.
It was the feast of the repose of St. Herman of Alaska in the year 2000.
Ovo je bio praznik upokojenja Svetog Germana Aljaskog 2000. godine.
These are the nuns of St. Skeet.
Ovo su monakinje Skita Svete Ksenije.
And here are some of the monastery brotherhood.
I ovo je deo monaškog bratstva manastira Svetog Germana u Plotini.
In the same year of 2000, seven monasteries were received into the Serbian Orthodox Church of America.
Iste godine, 2000. godine, sedam manastira je primljeno u jurisdikciju Srpske pravoslavne crkve.
All of them have come out of our brotherhood.
I svih sedam manastira su ponikli iz našeg manastira.
And we're all American converts to the Orthodox Church.
I mi smo svi američki obraćenici konvertiti u pravoslavnu veru.
In our brotherhood in Platina, we now have 14 brothers.
U našem monaštvu, u monaškom bratstvu u Platini, mi sada imamo 14 monaha.
And then in Alaska, we have three brothers.
U Aljasci imamo tri monaha.
Including one new iskušenik who's a Serb.
I uključujući jednog novog iskušenika koji je Srbin.
And in Wildwood, we have five sisters in our Saint Skeet.
U Skitu Svete Ksenije imamo pet monahinja, pet sestara.
And in Arizona is the largest women's monastery with 20 sisters.
U Arizoni imamo najveći ženski manastir sa oko 20 monahinja.
That's the St. Paisius Monastery.
To je manastir Svetog Paisija.
We also have two monasteries in Alaska.
Mi isto tako imamo dva manastira u Aljasci.
In addition to the men's monastery which I mentioned.
Pored onog manastira, muškog manastira koji sam već pomenuo, postoji jedan ženski manastir sa dve monahinje i one žive na jednom ostrvu koje pripada celo njima.
Also have a women's monastery, a small women's monastery in Indianapolis.
Isto tako imamo jedan mali ženski manastir u Indianapolis, u Indiani,
with three nuns.
Sa tri monahinje.
Another one in Missouri with four nuns.
Još jedan u državi Missouri sa četiri monahinje. I to je sve.
And we've been very, very blessed to be part of the Serbian Church.
I mi smatramo za celo Božje blagoslovo, za veliki blagoslov to što smo deo Srpske pravoslavne crkve.
Both when we were under His Grace Bishop Jovan, and also now when we're under His Grace Bishop Longin.
I kada smo bili pod jurisdikcijom pod rukovodstvom vladike Jovana, a i sada kada je na čelu naše eparhije vladika Longin.
We value the Serbian Church very much for upholding the tradition of the church.
Mi cenimo Srpsku pravoslavnu crkvu zbog toga što je ostala privrženima izvornim pravoslavnim vrednostima.
And for us monasteries it's very good because the bishops in the Serbian Church are true monks who have been raised in monasteries.
I za naše manastire ovo je veoma važno zato što su naši episkopi i episkopi Srpske pravoslavne crkve vezani za manastirski život i ponekli iz monaškog manastirskog života.
I should also mention that several parishes were also received into the Serbian Church.
Isto tako želim da napomenem da su 2000. godine i nekoliko parohija primljene u jurisdikciju Srpske pravoslavne crkve.
Including the parish in Reading.
Включуючи і парохію в уряді в Каліфорнії.
There's also a parish in Missouri.
Постоїть також одна парохія у державі Мізурію.
Which has a mission to black Americans.
Коли є у стварі місія цирних американців цирних.
This is our present bishop, Bishop Longan.
Ovo je naša jedna slika sa Adikom
Longinom. Visiting Bishop Grigorija of Herzegovina.
Grigorije
Hercegovački. Our Abbot
Gerasim.
And our newest member of our brotherhood, Abbot Pedro.
I najnovi sabrat našeg manastira, Otac Pedro.
Hieromonah from Brazil.
Hieromonah iz Brazila.
There's also many Orthodox Christians who have been received into the Serbian Orthodox Church in Brazil.
Postoji isto tako veoma mnogo pravoslavnih hrišćana koji su primljeni u jurisdikciju Srpske pravoslavne crkve u Brazilu.
Here is some of the nuns of Saint Xenia Skeet in the front.
Ovde je nekoliko monakinja iz Skeeta Svete Ksenije ispred promenu.
With nuns of the Serbian Orthodox Church from France. And Brazil.
Sa monakinja Srpske pravoslavne crkve iz Francuske i iz Brazila.
This is Saint Xenia Skeet.
Ovo je Skeet Svete, monakinja Skeeta Svete Ksenije.
This is visiting Archbishop Jovan of the Orthodox Archdiocese of Ohrid in Macedonia.
Ovo je gost arhijepiskop Jovan iz Ohridske arhijepiskopije Srpske pravoslavne crkve.
He visited not long before he was put in prison for confessing his Orthodox faith.
Neposredno pre nego što je završio u zatvoru zbog ispovedanja svete pravoslavne vere.
When I was recently in Macedonia, we heard news that he was going to be released.
Kada sam nedavno bio u Makedoniji, kada sam čuo vest da će on uskoro biti oslobođen.
Now he has been released.
I sada kada je oslobođen iz zatvora.
Great joy of the faithful there in Macedonia and all over the world.
Velika radost za sve prave pravoslavne hrišćane u Makedoniji i za sve pravoslavne hrišćane u svetu.
We must continue to pray for the canonical church in Macedonia.
Mi moramo i treba da nastavimo da se molimo za kanonsku crkvu u Makedoniji.
That the faithful that are still endure much suffering and are making great sacrifices in order to be true to Christ's church.
Jer pravoslavni pravi, istinski pravoslavni hrišćani u Makedoniji i još uvek mnogo stradaju željni da budu uz istinu i u istini.
This is the trapeza at Christmas.
Ovo je dakle trapezarija u vreme Božićnih praznika u manastiru.
This is Father Serafin's grave as it looks today.
Ovo je grob oca Serafima kako izgleda danas.
Many people come from all over the world to pray at his grave.
Mnogi ljudi do nas dolaze iz čitavog sveta da se mole na njegovom grobu.
And this is Father Serafin's grave on the 20th anniversary of his repose.
A ovo je grob oca Serafima na dan 20. godišnjice njegovog upokojenja.
On this day and at other times of the year we serve the divine liturgy on Father Seraphim's grave.
Ovoga dana mi služimo svetu liturgiju i svake godine na njegov dan služimo svetu liturgiju na njegovom grobu.
Rise and devour the word of the truth.
Poštovani slušalci, ovo je bilo predavanje jeromonaha Damaskina Kristensena, novopostavljenog igumana manastira Platina u Kaliforniji, o svom duhovnom ocu, ocu Serafimu. Sada ćete čuti i nekoliko zanimljivih pitanja i odgovora oca Damaskina.
Nekoliko pitanja. Can you explain briefly how does your conversion to Orthodox, how it was, how it happened?
Yes. I'll have to be brief because people are waiting for us in Žiša.
Biću kratak zato što nas za nas čekaju nas u manastiru Žiš i večeras da se kratimo.
So I won't be able to show you a slideshow on my life.
Tako da neću biti mogućnosti da vam pokažem slide o mom životu i obraćanju u pravoslavlje.
I was my background is very similar to Father Seraphim's.
Pozadina moga života, moj život veoma je sličan život oca Serafima Rouza.
I did not have such a fervent search for the truth as he did.
Ja nisam sa takvom maremnošću i žestinom tražio istinu kao što je on tražio.
Nevertheless, I was searching for the truth and God led me to the true faith.
Ali i pored toga ja sam tražio istinu i Bog me je doveo na put istine.
I came from a Protestant background.
Dakle, moja prošlost je protestantska.
Like Father Seraphim, I was looking into Eastern religions.
I kao i otac Serafim, ja sam se isto tako interesovao za istočnjačke religije.
But like Father Seraphim, I felt
ali isto kao i otac Serafim, ja sam se osjećao praznim.
I looking for the true faith to college.
Tražio sam pravu veru dok sam bio na fakultetu.
And discovered the Orthodox faith in a class on religion in college.
Poznao sam istinu pravoslavlja na jednom času na istorije religije.
One of the students in the class was an Orthodox convert.
Jedan od studenata, moj kolega, bio je obraćenik u pravoslavlje.
And he invited any student that was interested to come to an Orthodox service.
I on je pozvao sve studente koji su imali interesovanja da dođu na pravoslavno bogosluženje.
The first service I went to was the canon of St. Andrew the Priest during Great Lent.
Prva služba na koju sam došao bio je kanon Svetog Andrije Kristu za vreme velikog posta.
I was profoundly moved by the service.
Zaista sam bio dirnut sa službom kanona Svetog Andrije Kristu.
I felt that I had come upon something very ancient, very real.
Osjećao sam da sam prisustvovao nečemu što je veoma staro, ali isto tako veoma stvarno, veoma realno.
And a religion that had not been invented by man, but revealed by God.
I da sam bio prisutan u crkvi u kojoj je se služila religija koja nije bila osnovana od strane čoveka, već je rezultat i plod božanskog otkrovenja.
I began to attend Orthodox services.
Počeo sam da posećujem pravoslavna bogosluženja, da pristupujem pravoslavnim bogosluženjima.
And became involved with the Orthodox Christian Fellowship on the campus.
I postao sam aktivan u udruženju pravoslavnih studenata na fakultetu.
Which was composed almost entirely of American converts.
I to udruženje pravoslavnih hrišćana studenata na fakultetu je bilo sačinjeno skoro 100% od strane konvertita, odnosno obrećenika u pravoslavlje Amerikanaca.
And one of those students was our present abbot, Father Gerasim.
Jedan od studenta na fakultetu bio je i naš sadašnji iguman, otac Gerasim.
But I still not found a person that I can entrust my soul to as a spiritual father.
Ali ja još uvijek tada nisam našao osobu kojoj sam mogao da poverim svoju dušu na čuvanje.
And then Father Seraphim rose to the campus.
I onda je otac Serafim došao na naš fakultet.
In that first meeting with him, when he came to give a lecture, I felt that he was the wisest person I'd ever met in my life.
I prvom prilikom kada je on posjetio i govorio na našem fakultetu, njega sam smatrao za jednog od najmudrijih ljudi koje sam ikada sreo.
And I also felt even then that he had somehow died to himself and was living only for Christ.
I isto tako sam osjećao da je on čovjek koji je umro za ovaj svet da bi živeo u Hristu.
So meeting him was a turning point in my life.
Tako da je moj susret sa njime bio moment kada se moj život preokrenuo.
He invited me to the monastery that summer.
On me je pozvao tog leta da dođem u manastir.
And I was made a catechumen at the monastery that summer.
I ja sam tog leta postao catechumen și locuiește în manastir.
Over the following year, I would visit Father Seraphim as often as I could.
Следующего года я посещал отца Серафима онолико често, колико сам имал прилику.
Father Seraphim was going to be my kum.
Отец Серафим я требовал да буде мой кум.
He got sick right after when the following year when I came to the monastery he got sick.
Али следующего года, когда сам я дошел в монастырь, отец Серафим я веч постал болестан и завершил я в больнице.
I was baptized while he was in the hospital.
Yes, I'm a Christian, dok je otac Serafim bio u bolnici.
When I, after I was baptized, I came into the hospital room with my white robe.
I kada sam se krstio, ja sam došao u bolnicu obučen u belu krštenu haljinu.
And although he couldn't speak, he recognized me as a newly illumined Orthodox Christian.
Iako nije mogao da govori, on me je prepoznao kao novokrštenog, novoprosvećenog pravoslavnog Hrišćanina.
And he smiled and squeezed my hand.
I nasmejao se i stegao moju ruku.
I would like to also say a few words about the conversion of my parents.
Ja bih isto tako želeo da kažem nekoliko reči o obraćanju u konverziji mojih roditelja, očigledno da odnos na matki ne sveti vodi svog dana.
After I was converted, my parents, after I joined the monastery, my parents were rather not very happy about it.
Pošto sam se ja obratio u pravoslavlje, moji roditelji svakako da nisu bili veoma srećni sa time što sam ja uradio.
But over time they became more appreciative and became happy to have a son as a monk who could pray for them.
Međutim, kako je vreme proticalo, oni su postajali sve zadovoljni i shvatili su da, i osjetili su zadovoljstvo da imaju svoje dete, svog sina kao monaha koji se moli za njih.
2 years ago my parents were received into the Serbian Orthodox Church in my hometown.
Pre 2 godine moji roditelji primili su pravoslavlje i postali deo Srpske pravoslavne crkve u mestu moga rođenja.
Now they were very joyful as being part of the Serbian Orthodox Church.
I sada su veoma srećni i zadovoljni da su deo Srpske pravoslavne crkve.
Now we have our own family slava.
I sada imamo i našu porodičnu slavu.
The veneration of the chains of St. Peter in January. Yeah, we celebrate them the same. Of course, we celebrate Serbian saints.
Svakako da mi slavimo srpske svetitelje.
Since we've come into this Serbian church, we celebrate the saints more than we did before.
I svakako, pošto smo došli i primljeni u jurisdikciju Srpske pravoslavne crkve, svakako da slavimo srpske svetitelje više nego što smo ih slavili pre nego što smo bili u jurisdikciji Srpske pravoslavne crkve.
But of course, we celebrate all the saints, and we even publish a calendar of all the saints.
I ne samo da mi slavimo sve svetitelje, mi slavimo sve svete u crkvi, i mi isto tako štampamo i kalendar sa svim svetima.
I do not know the exact number of the converts.
Ja ne znam pravi broj obraćenika, pa me pita.
The estimate that's often given of all the Orthodox Christians in America is 6 million.
Ali jedan približan broj svih pravoslavnih hrišćana u Americi je oko 6 miliona.
And this would not include all those, this would include those who are baptized, not all those that go to church.
Ali ovo uključuje sve one koji su kršteni, a ne, to nije broj oni koji su aktivni pravoslavni hrišćani.
But just to finish and conclude about this, is that since Father Seraphim's since Father Seraphim became Orthodox, there was a growing movement of the converts to the Orthodox faith.
Ali samo želim da napomenem da od onog momenta, od onog trenutka kada je otac Serafim primio pravoslavlje, da je broj konvertita, broj obraćenika pri kanadsku pravoslavlje počeo da raste.
At the end of Father Seraphim's life, he was very encouraged by this movement.
I krajem svoga života, otac Serafim je bio veoma ohrabren sa brojevima Amerikanaca koji su se obraćali i primljeni u primo pravoslavne crkve.
After his repose, this movement has only been growing.
I posle upokojenja oca Serafima, broj konvertita u pravoslavlje još više raste.
Now there's a whole wealth of Orthodox material available in English.
A isto tako sada postoji čitavo bogatstvo pravoslavnog materijala na engleskom jeziku.
And not only individuals convert, now whole Protestant churches convert together to the Orthodox faith.
Ne samo da se pojedinci obraćaju u pravoslavlje, već postoje čitave protestantske parohije, zajednice Hrišćana, protestanata koje se obraćaju u pravoslavlje.
And the ministers become Protestant, the Protestant ministers become Orthodox priests.
I protestantski pastori postaju pravoslavni sveštenici.
I was strolling one day through a lonely graveyard when a voice seemed
Poštovani slušalci, to bi bilo sve u današnjem 148. izdanju emisije Djeca Apokalipse, Djeca Otkrivenja. Na pažnji vam zahvaljuju vladika Lipljanski gospodin Jovan iz studija na Cetinju Vesna Krivčević. Do sljedećeg susreta s Bogom.
Is this in our beautiful heavenly moon? A big man, you must soon follow me. And I thought as I looked on the cold marble slab, what a dark, lonesome place it must be. All those same to say the low, gentle tones. All I speak is a rest in our beautiful heavenly home. Then I came to the place where my old mother lived, and in silence I stood by her tomb. And a low, gentle voice seemed to whisper and say, I am safe with my Jesus at home. For those two lonely tunes seemed to say in a low, gentle tone, oh, how sweet is the rest in a beautiful heavenly home.
Djeca Apokalipse.